Today, a victory for President Trump on Capitol Hill over his controversial $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. Senate Republicans refusing to pass a law to ban it from ever going into effect. It comes after a rare rebuke. Several Republicans pushing back against the fund, which would use taxpayer dollars to compensate allies of the president who claimed they were mistreated by the Biden administration, including January 6th rioters. On Tuesday, Acting Attorney General Todd Bland backing down, testifying it wouldn't happen at all.
Not moving forward ever.
Correct.
But a day later, President Trump not making that same commitment.
The weaponization fund, as far as I'm concerned, was a beautiful thing.
But with no law outright banning it, Democrats overnight sounding the alarm.
Republicans are trusting the word of Todd Bland, who built a career on lying, that the administration will just drop this slush fund.
The issue could be problematic for Blanche's confirmation, as the president says he'll nominate his former personal attorney for attorney general.
Do you think I'll have a hard time getting confirmed?
Hard to say.
Already, two Republican senators, John Cornyn and Tom Tillis, say they're undecided. Tillis adding January 6th will be key.
They better not have said for 1 minute that the people that beat up police officers like these right down here were righteous people.